Tuesday's parasha Paras Vayera, it says in Makas Borod, which is this last Makkah that's happening in this week's parasha, the Para tells Moshe Rabbeinu, please daven for me and stab the Borod. So the Torah says, for Yomer Elov Moshe, Ketzei Siyasair, I'll leave the city, and then at first is Kapay El Hashem. And then I'll open my hands to Hashem. I'll leave the city and daven to Hashem. Says Rashi, why did he have to leave the city? Says Rashi, I'll betoyche yir lo yispalel. He didn't daven in the city. Lefishahoyso meleyo gilulim. It's full of avodah zarah. Full of avodah zarah, he couldn't daven in a place where there's a full of avodah zarah. And this is a source that you should not daven in a place where there's a zarah. And we'll see, the Vilna Gaon brings in Shulchan Aruch that a source that you don't daven in a place you have a desire, you have a tzelem, is from this Rashi. This Rashi is quoting a Medrash. Now the Rishonim really ask, why only now, in the seventh Makom, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to leave this city? What about before? What about everything before? So there's a few answers. One answer is that, as Ramban brings, Ramban says that's a true answer, is that usually Paro told Moshe Rabbeinu to go daven. He went to daven, you know, whenever he had time, and they daven in a place where there's no slum or no desire. But here, Paro asked him to daven right away. So he says, right, he says, I want you to do it right now. So therefore, he had to do it miyat. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't do it right now over here. Right here is full of slums. So he had to leave the city. That's what Ramban says. That the Askeni Bali Atos is another thing, that what was our desire in Mitzrayim? The lamb, the tole. So usually the tole, where was it? It was in the field. But here, Ayaris Dvar Hashem, because Moshe warned everybody to come to the city. So what did they do with all the lambs? They brought it to the city. So now the city is full of desire. So now he says they have to leave. It's like a long desire. Why the desire came now? I want to try to introduce another svara that has a big implication la halacha. And in Chur, it's almost a favorish in the Divrei HaPoskim. So? No, so their tzayin wasn't aware of the tzayin.
Their tzayin
wasn't. Yeah, their tzayin is left on its own, right? So, there is the one who brings this quote. The one who says the idea of not davening in a place they have a desire is the Truma Sedeshin. And the Bishayis quotes the Truma Sedeshin when he speaks about a place that you can't daven in that area because of tinaifis, because of dirt, because of the problem. So the Bishayis quotes this Truma Sedeshin. The Ramah, when he brings it, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it in the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting enough, even though the Bishayis quotes it in Hichos Tefillah, and he quotes the Truma Sedeshin, he doesn't bring it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says this idea, but he says it's a place else. It's in Siman Tzedek Daled, when it speaks about the way you daven, not in the places you're not allowed to daven, which is Siman Tzedek, is the Mekayimis. Speak about here, what's the where you have to aim yourself when you daven. So the Ramah says the following. Here's the following case. Now it's like it's like a tshuva that Ramah brings in Halacha. Mi shebal baderech, he's going in the way. Hu samuch lamolah, he's coming to this hotel. He could stop wherever he is, and he could daven with no disturbance. He should do it in the way and not in the hotel. Why? Why? So says the Ramah. Because in the hotel, there's going there, and they, you know, you can't daven calmly. You know, for us, hotel, everybody has his own private room. But for us, it's maybe a good example is a plane. Start having a plane, if it's not going to Israel, you're a little bit belachatz. You know, someone's going to talk, you're going to disturb something, you tell you something. He says, don't do it over there. But he can't do it in the middle of the way. They're going to stop it in the middle of the way. You're down in the hotel, catch a corner, diving over there. You're in the airport, you're diving in some corner. That's what the Ramah brings. He brings his preference. So the Mogen Avraham says over here, why should he dive in the hotel? The Ramah says, the Ramah says, because people can disturb him. The Ramah adds, he said, B'Shabbos, the Leirotzor, Rabbi Yudu, the Kedis, the Tefillin, the Beis HaKuk, the Chorim, Spahal, they want to go with the Tefillin. It's not really the house of a Goy to daven. If you can avoid it, you avoid it. Adds down the next book of Ramah, he says, Hi, Shleva Balub Ne'abai, says Ramah, he brings Ramah, they lochu shle gilgulim. What about the fact they have over the Zohar over there? What about that you have crosses all over the place? He says, don't worry about it. I don't care about that. Why? Shekol tefillos are to ba ayores melo gilulim. Wherever you go, there's all the gilulim. Wherever you go, there's over the Zohar. So, I'm not bothered by that. The fact you have gilulim, you're not bothered by that. So the Ramah points out, the Ramah says you can have in the hotel. The Mugrabah says, we're talking about a hotel that has Slavim over there. Has over the Zohar over there. Right? Assuming that's of the Zohar. Pashas, that's the most place keep on. So yeah, it has over the Zohar, and it still says that you're not allowed to daven, that you could daven, there's a possibility to daven in the hotel. The Mugrabah himself brings a suffix, what happens if he has if he, in the way, he could daven, but he could daven only sitting, not standing. He brings a suffix, and really the Elio Rabo and the Levush, when he says that he wants to say, to explain exactly the situation, why in one place we call the Trumas Nesh, we don't pull us, we don't go to us, but he says really this, like this, if you could down on the way standing, then better to down on the way. But if the choice is to down on the way sitting, or going to the hotel and downing and standing, it's better to go to the hotel and downing on the way sitting, that's what he says. And then there is the Mara Mordechai argues on the Leo Rabbo, he holds the Mugrav Ramah says differently. And when you have that choice between standing and sitting, that's a whole discussion in the place. But look, so you don't have that choice. So Anichram, you can down in front of the Zohar. And so the Mishabura, when he brings the Halacha, says the Mishabura. Mishabura brings V'im Bekoisel Mizrachi. In the east wall, when he faces Beis Hamikdash, Sham Tluim Gilulim, there you have a cross on that wall. Ali Spa Lois at Sad and let Sad Acher. So don't dive into the cross. Dive into a different direction. I will be shamed to Mizrach, even though it's not Mizrach. But that's it. And then he says, if you can weigh down in the way, even if it's for you, sure, if it's better like this, that's what you have. So the Maisa comes out from the Ramos says. The main problem that we have in the hotel is the fact that they can disturb you. Hi, what about the Gilulim? Says the Mugrav Ram, I don't care so much about the Gilulim. Obviously, if you can avoid it, you avoid it, but I don't really care about it. So, before we continue on with, I think, a big enough Kamehla Mahesh according to that. Jesus, when we get down back to the Parsha, to explain with Shabbeinu, maybe we can tie the following. That we find, I heard an idea like that from my father, that the Rishonim bring, the Ravanel, the Rechaya bring, that the Makis have, there's different sequence in the Makis. The first three Makis, it says, Leman Teido Keni Hashem. You should know that Hashem exists in the world. The next three Makis is Leman Teida Keni Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. It's great to know Hashem is here. But you need to know that Hashem is here in every place. Right? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. That's the next thing. Then the third thing is, now when Shmuel is here, he's so powerful, nothing he can overcome every, so to speak, every challenge they have in the world, every koyach, every power is much greater than that. So if I were to say, maybe that's the pshat, that before Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't tell Aparam leaving the city. Because before, we're still teaching power that Shmuel is everywhere. So if you tell Aparam, oh, you want me to daven? Oh, no problem, I'm just going to leave the city. Paul will say, oh, you're going to go to Akash Baruch Hu, because that's where he sits. He sits near the outside of the city. So, that's where you're going. So first of all, you have to teach more Akash Baruch Hu, power, the Akash Baruch Hu is everywhere. That's the second sequence of Makis. After you teach him he's everywhere, he already knows he's everywhere. Now you're teaching him that same Kamil Yuchal Haaretz, he's so powerful, and you can tell him, I'm going out of the city. After Makis Baruch, it says I'm leaving the city. Maybe before Makis Baruch, Moshe Rabbeinu can't be down in the city. Hi, what about the problem? You have Gilulim all over. So the answer is that you don't really have a problem with Gilulim, unless, it's probably not that in front of the Gilulim. But even if you have Gilulim, it comes up for Aloha, it's not a problem. And then if Kamil Lamaisa, I think Aloha Lamaisa comes out, I remember I myself had that Sufik once. And I saw that Ramosha, the new Savior, Mr. Moshe, speaks about a similar case. So you have sometimes, let's say in the airports, that they have a room, is a multi-faith room. Right? It's a room that is designated, it's not specific for Beis Avodah Zarah. Because if it's a church, then it's a problem. It's designated only for a church. But it's meant for everybody. For the Jews, it's a synagogue, it's a mosque, and it's a church as well. And if a person sometimes is in some airports where it's very difficult to daven, especially if it's a smaller airport, it's not a place where you have a lot of Jews, to go down in the middle of the hallway many times is very uncomfortable. But in that room is closed and quiet, and it's meant for prayer. Nobody's going to disturb you over there. There, I'm not, but there it's exactly meant for that. So if a person has a choice, it's very difficult for him to daven outside in the airport. But he could daven in the multi-faith room, and there is a cross over there. It's not meant daven for a church, but there's a cross. Can he daven in that room or not? So according to what we just learned now, the answer is he could. He should not face the cross when he davens, he should face the other direction. If you can avoid it, daven outside better. But if you can't, there's no issue with an answer to daven mokav gilulim. What Rashi tells us, the Moshe Rabbeinu left the city because shaitam eleo gilulim, it's not therefore you can't daven there. It's better not to daven there. It's better to avoid it. But mitzvah yikar din, you could do it. And that's why maybe in this land, that's why the Ramah doesn't bring this. There's the where the Bishayisha brings the Mokar, speaks of a place you can't daven, like Mokar Matim Noifis, where you have, if you have dirt, you have a tsoya, you can't daven in that room. You're not allowed to daven in that room. Even if you want to daven in the room, you can't daven in the room. Even if there's no other choice, you're not allowed to daven in that room. If a person is a place in such a situation, he's not allowed to daven, even if he's going to lose daven because of that. That's Simen Tzadik Shechanoch. But Simen Tzadik, we're talking about what direction you should daven. So there it says, you shouldn't try to daven out in a place where we have gilulim. But if you have no choice, and that's where you are, just daven in a different direction. But you still get down in that room, it's a whole different parasha than a mokum etinoifis, gilulim, and zenechanami, yikar din, you're allowed to daven in such a place.
So what happened then when they took the tilet?